President Mugabe told traditional leaders and villagers in Mashingo today that Zimbabweans should prepare to a peaceful election to rid the country of the unity government, which he said had largely been characterized by disagreements and arguing, describing the coalition government as, and I quote, three-headed creature of compromise. Mr. Mugabe said, now that leaders in the three political parties have agreed on the constitution, people should go out and vote for their choice of leaders when the elections are called. He said he had particularly been egged by his partners in the coalition, whom he said changed positions all the time, even after agreeing on crucial issues.
The trust that youth, the Youth Development and Empowerment Ministry has is to ensure that the ministries that are responsible, especially for the two sectors, mining and manufacturing, carry out the policy of initiating, set out to exploit resources underground, resources that depend naturally on manufactured goods, maybe processing in agriculture.
The president called for a violent free election, adding he hopes he will win the presidency, beating, among others, his arch-rival MDC leader and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Launching the share ownership scheme, Mr. Mugabe said the government will continue to target foreign-owned companies in the same way it took land from white commercial farmers to redistribute to ordinary black Zimbabweans. Mashingo becomes the sixth province in the country to have such a scheme, and its main targets will be mining operations at Murowa and Bigita Minerals, among others. Mr. Mugabe said most commercial farmers who lost their land remain in control of the country's economy, an anomaly he said his government is trying to address through the indigenization program. Zimbabwe's indigenization laws require foreign companies to cede 51% of their shares to local blacks in an attempt to reverse inequalities caused by the country's colonial past. The president also urged relevant line ministries to work together on a policy that makes sure Zimbabweans utilize their natural resources to their benefit.
But just now we must get over this three-headed.
Addressing the same gathering, local government minister Ignatius Chombo said traditional leaders had been reduced to mere messengers during the colonial era. Meanwhile, MDC members of parliament claimed they were locked out of the event where Mr. Mugabe launched the community share ownership scheme. Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Deputy Minister Tongai Matutu said they were shocked by the move not to allow them into the meeting.
You cannot say we are necessarily walking out, but we have been denied access. No true consideration has been given to our presence. As you can see, I'm also a deputy minister in the Ministry of Youth Development, Indigenization and Empowerment, which is actually the ministry that is actually hosting this kind of function, with also members of parliament who are members of the portfolio committee that oversees the Ministry of Youth Development, Indigenization and Empowerment. No due consideration has been given to their presence. So we feel that at least
the Mashingo Community Share Ownership Scheme was launched amid reports that ZANU-PF bigwigs had illegally taken over Rengo Mine. Operations at the mine are at a standstill after ZANU-PF supporters led by Hospitality Minister Walter Mzembe and Chivihi South legislator Ivan Dzingrai assumed control of the mine. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mashingo, this is Obed Pepkai.